morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Joined today by special guest, warms my heart when I get him to do my show. You know, he graces us with his presence.
Yay.
He comes out of his ivory tower.
Mister.
And joins us here.
Joe Coletta.
Joe Coletta.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you for joining us, Joe. I really, really appreciate it.
This is my first time on the air with Kyle. And Kyle, can I just tell you, I can relate. I was listening to the intro opener. I can't tell you how many times I've rubbed my dick raw to Marie.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
That was the point of the promo, right?
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Okay.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Or you could just get Skype and go to Hippo Juice Film. Send a message that way. Or every week, just go to morelikeradio.com if you are antisocial like the rest of our fans and talk to us there or through various social media outlets. Today is February 8th, 2017. I skipped over the date. I don't like February. It's like a weird word. It's so many consonants. I don't have vowels. Joined as always by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Hi, everyone.
Now 100% full-time tech talk correspondent Kyle is here.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
And the best producer in internet radio industry, producer Joel Dutch-Henry.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So welcome. Welcome aboard. How's everyone doing?
So stupid.
How's
everyone
doing?
It was stupid. It was a stupid sound. I hope
I'm doing well.
I hope Dutch is okay, cuz I want to ask Kyle what happened in between last week and this week in your life, buddy.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, so I got let go from my job.
Fired.
Yeah.
Downsized?
What did you do before you tell us why you got fired? Yeah. What did you do?
So everyone's been asking me that. They're like,
What happened?
What big reason? And there really isn't one. My company's been trying to get rid of me for months now. Like probably at least like 4 or 5 months.
Is it a racial thing?
Yeah, they hate white people.
Okay.
That which is weird because my boss is white and also a Trump supporter.
Okay.
So,
now, what did you do? What did you do there again?
Like what was my position?
Job, like yeah. What did you do there at the company?
I was in IT help desk.
Okay, that's weird because you're not Indian.
Yeah.
And
I tried to talk with an Indian accent, and they nixed that
accent.
Is that why they wanted to let you go for a long time, or were they just trying to downsize?
Yeah, my Indian accent wasn't good enough.
Oh.
Yeah. No,
that's
no,
a really weird
real
reason.
Talk. Like, yeah, they've been trying to get rid of me for months. My supervisor, direct supervisor, is just a weird person and very like unbalanced. He's actually my roommate. Actually, quit because my roommate I used to work with him. He actually quit because of him a few months ago. and another person's looking to leave, and yeah. It had been a few months of just them, like, kind of tearing me down, doing a lot of dirty things, unethical things.
So
it had been a few months.
You saw it coming?
What's that?
You saw it coming is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. I saw it coming. For months now, they've been trying to get rid of me. I think they just waited until it was the right time for them, just so they wouldn't, you know, be in a bad position. Because we had, like, 4 people in help desk for 1,800 employees. Most corporations have 1 help desk staff per about every 50 employees.
Michael Hennessy in the Facebook chat says, companies are doing that whole trying to get people to quit things so they don't have to pay unemployment. And that's true.
Exactly.
That happens a lot. A lot.
Yeah, I was so close to quitting, like, over and over and over again. Like, there were so many times I'm just like, I was so close to just being like, all right, fuck you. Here's my laptop. I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah. But
thankfully I didn't, and I waited for them to fire me. That way I can get unemployment.
Yeah. Hammy was saying where he worked previously, like, the lady, he was doing a good job, but they were just trying to get rid of him, so they wouldn't have to pay unemployment. They kept drug testing him, like, every 2 days, and Hammy doesn't do drugs. So it's like, it was this thing where they thought that if they were going to catch him, and since sugar's not illegal, Hammy obviously wasn't positive. And he's skinny now, but skinnier.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, dude, that's really fucked up, man.
Well,
that's so fucked up.
I actually kind of enjoy that, because do you know it's not really cheap to do a drug test, and so if they were spending that kind of money every 2 days,
I know.
That's a lot of money to keep testing his urine.
I know. It's at least $100 a pop, right? Yeah. A pop.
Hilarious.
Yeah, for companies to, because you can't just go to Walgreens and get a $10 test strip. You have to, like, it has to go through a lab.
How many drug tests do you need to take before it is no longer cost efficient to try to fire your person?
Right.
How many?
The amount of money we would have paid in unemployment is, like, triple at this point, guys. What are we doing?
So it may tell you how they did it?
Yes. How did it go down?
Kyle. Really quick, I believe there was a hidden mic in there.
Stop, please quit. He's
still waiting on that heifer, Julio.
I have it right here.
Okay.
Fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
Did you do that?
I wish. I wish it went like that.
So what happened? Go ahead.
So my uncle passed about like a week ago. And I was on bereavement leave on a Friday, they called me at 1 o'clock while I was on bereavement leave to tell me that I was fired.
Oh, no. Because they were planning on telling him on a Friday, which is customary for a company to do, and unfortunately he had bereavement and they weren't going to wait until Monday.
This is awesome, because now Marie finally saw Friday, so she'll get this. How'd you get fired on your day off?
She called me and she was like, hey, how are you? And I was like, well, my uncle just died, so not great, thank you. And she was like, okay, well, we're just letting you know, now that we found your replacement, this will be your last day, and send everything back. And I was like, all right. And she's like, do you have any questions? I was like, nah, I'm good, thanks, bye. And this was also about 2 or 3 weeks ago, because I was actually like, I had a meeting with my boss like multiple times, because he's the kind of person that would like micromanage, and he's like an authoritarian. Obviously, I mean, he brags about voting for Trump like daily.
Did you call him a neo-Nazi?
That controlling kind of person that just takes every single thing you do and picks it apart and like breaks you down and like tries to find every single thing wrong that you do. Even though everyone else in the company like loves me, I actually got like probably like 30 texts that day, just asking me what happened and like just telling like everyone's being like super nice. So that's awesome. Anybody that might be listening, by the way, thank you. I was told like 2 or 3 weeks ago that, because I had seen it coming, and I was told that no, I wasn't being fired. My job was safe. And that any write-ups that I might have had were nixed, and I had a clean, fresh start. Because I think they didn't, because they knew I was about to leave, and I think they didn't want me to leave yet. So they tried to like tell me that like, no, everything's good, we promise. And then 2 weeks later, no, okay, no, we found your replacement after after you help train your replacement by.
Oof, that's the worst.
Yeah, they kept me around so that way I could help train the new guy and everything. So.
Wow.
Bullshit.
That is some bullshit.
Oh, if you want some entertainment, you can go look that company up on like Glassdoor or Indeed. They have scathing reviews from like there's like hundreds of scathing reviews on Glassdoor for this company.
Oh, wow. That's one of the biggest things that they say about turnover in a place of work is a poor manager. Or a really awful or micromanager type of
The leadership supervision is horrible. I give that company maybe a couple of years tops.
Michael in the Facebook chat says, "Wait, how great it feels when they hire you back as a contractor for triple." That's a lot of
that'll never happen.
That yeah,
I'm never interacting with those people again.
There's pros and cons to getting fired versus quitting. When you get fired. You obviously get unemployment, so that's the pro. The con is, however, you can't.
You didn't say that right.
What?
Con.
Con.
How do you say con?
Con.
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 No,
you're not saying it right.
Con.
You're not saying it right.
Con.
You're not saying it right.
Con.
We're not moving on until you say it right.
Fine.
I don't.
Con.
Thank you. Go
there
ahead.
There you go.
Oh, I get it.
See, was that difficult?
It was. I didn't feel like screaming.
The worst than somebody doesn't want to play along.
I know. I'll wait. I will wait it out.
We always will. We always will wait it out. No, is that you can't imagine how you leave the company when you get fired because they walk you out the door immediately, or in this case, call you on your day off. So I'm sorry about that. But you're going to quit, you can plan how you exit, and especially in a tech company, you can insert a virus or an error into something that you know no one knows how to do that part of your job, and then just walk out and let them figure out the mess. Or
well, no, they kind of screwed themselves because like they don't in my department, like they have everything's proprietary for this company, and it's like broken proprietary software.
Well, that's
they're
the
worst. For some reason against using open source software. They're against using other company software. So we just have this ancient broken technology that there's not a good database of like how it works or anything. So there's pretty much just like two or three of us that know how it works. I was just let go. I think some other people are looking at leaving. They're like down to like one or two people that really know how our software works in the entire department.
Well,
so they kind of, you know, whatever.
That blows. Honestly, you'll be fine. You're young. You'll figure shit out. You'll be fine. Just fucking connect your employment and, you know, be an Uber driver. You'll be fine.
Yeah,
I know one dude that left banana peels in everyone's cubicle spaces hidden all over the place before he exited the building.
Why?
So that they wouldn't know where to find them and they would start smelling up.
That's pretty funny, actually. I kind of like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you get to plan your escape when you quit.
It's
and people
funny.
Have thought of some really creative ways of quitting.
Well, speaking of Uber, like I said, something you should look into. Can you use my invite?
Yes.
I was Ubering today, as I normally do, and I don't always tell stories because normally it's pretty boring.
Drab.
Yeah, boring. But today, however, was one of those days where it was not boring. I wake up and my very first Uber call of the day was, say it was at 8:15 in the morning. I go and I pick up this dude in front of a grocery store, Publix here for regional people to know, but in front of a grocery store, I pick him up, he gets in the car, 33 years old, bald dude with a beard, has, you know.
Like you.
Like me, but except he has like tattoos and stuff. He gets in the car, he's like, "What's up, bro?" I'm like, "Hey, what's up, man?" He goes, "Fucking horrible day, man. Horrible day for me." I'm like, "Oh, here we go." In my head, obviously. And I go, "What's up, man? What happened?" He goes, "Well, got really hammered last night and my girlfriend broke up with me." I'm like, "Dude, that fucking sucks." And he's like, "Yeah, and to make it worse, I got so hammered. I don't know where my car is." I'm like, "Wait, what?" I go, "Wait, yeah,
is this going where I think it's going?"
This is, by the way, I like to say, anyone that listens to this show knows that I pride myself on honesty. So this story is not embellished. It is not, this is exactly how this happened.
How it went down.
Yeah. So I go, wait, what? He goes, "Yeah, you know, I got really fucked up. I think I might have a drinking problem." This is how he said it. I go,
"A drinking problem?
What's
that?"
He goes,
yeah, you know, I mean, like, I was just like, you know, I came back from work, I was stressed out, and I know she for real is breaking up with me. I go, how do you know that, man? Like, maybe she just needs to let some steam off. He goes, well, I mean, you see this rubber band around my wrist? I'm like, oh, what? I'm thinking to myself. He goes, I see it. He goes, yeah, like 3 years ago when I met her, I'm a chef, by the way. 3 years ago when I met her, I used to always have rubber bands around my wrist because, like, when I would get asparagus and stuff, I would take it off, put it on my wrist. 3 years ago, I put this rubber band around her wrist, and today when I woke up, it was around my wrist, which means, like, she for real broke up with me. And I'm like, oh, okay.
That's pretty impressive now, that the rubber band stayed good for 3 years.
While this is happening, we're going to we're in the places where he thinks his car is. So
where did he take you?
Well, he has to wander around looking
so
for his car.
You guys went on a scavenger hunt for his car?
Right.
I guess so. Where did he take you?
I'll explain. I pick him up at the grocery store. I take him. He goes, well, I think it might. Sometimes I go to this Walmart here, and he's over by, you know, the west side of town. And I'm like, okay, you know, I go. He goes to Walmart. He goes, well, it's not here, but I need to get something at Walmart anyway. I go. He goes, let me hop in there, and then we'll go to this place. I go, okay, I go, you do that. I go fill up with gas. I fill up with gas. I take a leak. I go, and I pick him up. He gets in the car. He goes, all right, it's not there. He goes, oh, fuck, it might be downtown. All right, hold on. Let me put the address. The place we're going to from where we were was like 33 miles away. So his car, he didn't know there was a 33-mile gap between where he thought his car could be. Think about that. I want you to everyone think about that for a second. I'm sure everyone's been frustrated in a parking lot or a garage, and you're like, level is it 3 or 4? Can you imagine if you're like, it's somewhere within these 33 miles? It's from my car. So I'm like, all right. He goes, you know, it's just this bar. You know, so yeah, this where we're going now is this bar that I used to go to, and I used to get hammered all the time. And I mean, if it's anywhere, it's going to be there. So mind you, I'm in the car with him for at least a good 50 minutes because it's a long drive. And he keeps talking, obviously. And he goes from, she's not going to get back with me this time, it's for real, too. Yeah, no, she's definitely going to get back with me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now, the words I'm about to say are true. I went from feeling semi-bad for the guy because, you know, that sucks, the situation on where your car is, and, you know, to he goes, she'll get back with me. I'm a master manipulator.
Oh.
Swear to God, he said that.
We all were just like, oh.
And I don't say anything.
Dishy.
I don't say anything. I don't know. How do you reply to that? And he goes, yeah, you know, I get what I want. He goes, not to say that she's not a strong woman, but sometimes, you know, you got to be like, bitch, I'm the man. And
he
like,
did not just say that.
I swear to God.
He did not just say that to a stranger.
Yeah, he goes, sometimes you got to be like, bitch, I'm the man. And I'm like, oh, yeah?
And he wasn't doing it with no joke inflection.
No. This guy was not a guy that knew humor. So I want to get that straight off the bat.
Oh, all right? No.
This is him being, this is what he thinks of life. He's like, you know, sometimes, you know, I mean, she's a strong, independent woman. And then he goes, but, you know, basically, I'm her sugar daddy.
Oh, no.
I'm like, okay. He goes, you know, I take care of her. I provide. And, you know, I know she wants to be independent, but sometimes I'm the man. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, I wonder why this bitch broke up with him. No, he was not wearing a fedora, mall, but he did have like tribal tats. So to understand,
was he wearing some sort of fighting apparel?
No. He was wearing Dockers and like a tucked in button up shirt.
Did you get what restaurant he worked at?
I did not. I did tell. I did. Oh. It did come up that you worked for Darden. And he goes, oh, really? Blah, blah, blah. I go, no, corporate, whatever. Anyway, what were you saying, Kyle?
How old is this guy?
33.
Look,
33.
Oh, okay.
He told me
okay.
his age like 5 times.
Okay.
Oh, that's why you know. So
by the way, I'm 33.
Yeah, he kept going. You know, bro, I'm like, I'm 33. You know, and it's like I'm an adult. So, you know, it's like,
obviously, I'm an adult.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I just had to put my foot down speaking. And then I'm thinking to myself, this motherfucker doesn't know where his car is. And I don't know what fucking. But anyway, he goes from that to immediately talking to that to while I'm driving, showing me photos of her. Go, bro, but she's fucking hot.
Did he show you like nudes borderline nudes of her?
Borderline. Yes, borderline yes, okay. But not nudes. He was showing me one of her. She was clearly naked, but she was like laying belly on the bed, so you really couldn't see anything. But she was, by the way, she was hot. Absolutely. I will say this. I will say honestly and objectively, she was very hot. and he was like, yeah, you know, she's hot, bro. And it's like, you know, I just got a call. And he, by the way, the whole time that we're doing that, every time there was a moment of silence, he had was calling her cell phone at least 30 times.
Oh, no.
Because he was trying to find out where his car was, and she was not answering. He was texting. He was calling. And she was not picking up. And he went from – I saw a man lying to himself today because he kept – he kept saying things like, no, she just likes to sleep in. She just hasn't seen her phone's probably silent. But I'm like, it's like almost 9:40. Like, she's not sleeping in. You know, I'm thinking, I'm like, she's at this point, everyone's awake. You know, like, it's Wednesday. It's not a Sunday. No one's sleeping in. People are up, you know?
He's fucking lost. He's lost,
you know,
everything.
I was going to ask, like, would he not try to figure out all of that stuff before he called an Uber? But then again, like, this guy obviously doesn't think before he acts. Mm-hmm. So,
well, if he can't get a hold of his girlfriend because she's not answering because she broke up with him, and maybe she knows where his car is, like maybe she moved his car for him, he's only going back to the places where he thinks it might be. So, yeah, I mean, if he doesn't have a friend to drive him around, which that's kind of sad, you have to start somewhere.
Michael in the chat says, I actually don't click on Facebook videos. This is actually good as heck. By the way, mind the language, punk. But thank you for listening.
Yeah, offensive.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey.
We're a family-friendly show.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Everyone knows that about us.
God.
Oh, my God. God.
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk!
I don't know why. That is always funny to me.
I think everyone kind of wanted Chris Farley to yell at him a little bit. Like, I want him to yell at me.
Yeah, I agree.
Posthumously, I guess.
Yeah. So okay.
So did you make a lot of money off this dude?
Well, yeah, I was going to start my next question, yeah.
How long was he in car with you?
I hope that guy fucking tipped you.
I picked him up at 8:15. And I dropped him off at 9:15. So he was in my car for an hour.
Okay. It sounded like a longer journey.
I made like $40.
That's pretty good.
I made $40.
Helping this guy out.
In an hour, which isn't bad.
That's
Where did you leave him? Did he find his car?
Okay. Well, the story's not over.
Okay. So you're still driving along.
You're driving along. Meanwhile, I was, Meanwhile, in the Honda Civic, I'm driving with this guy, and then he's like, yeah, you know, it's like, dude, it's like, you know, I'm the man, and she needs to understand that. And then he went from like, man, I was like, because he could tell he just woke up. She's starting to realize things.
Starting to sober up a little bit.
Yeah, and he was like, man, like, I don't remember like 4 hours last night. I wonder what I said to her to do that. And then he basically started saying that he wasn't faithful to her, and more truth started coming out. Apparently, he's been cheating on her. That's why she broke up with him.
Is this another episode of Confessions of an Uber Driver?
I swear to God, this is fucking ridiculous. This is true. So then I take him down, and we get into the downtown area, and we pull
downtown
up.
Downtown Orlando. O-Town?
Yeah. So we get up to this bar. It's called the Whiskey Lounge.
Sounds so pretentious. Sounds something like an
horrendous.
Yeah,
it is one of those dive bars. That's not really a dive bar, but if hipsters think it's a dive bar, does that make sense? Am I making sense?
It's like expensive as shit, but they try to make it look like a dive bar.
Bingo. That's the best way to describe it. It's not a real dive bar, but it's expensive and they make it look crappy. So anyway. He goes, yeah, it's my neighborhood stomping ground. And we're driving by. He goes, that's where I get all my tattoos. I'm like, oh, great. That's the guy who does your fucking Smash Mouth tattoos. How wonderful. So I pull up at 9:10 and drop a man off. We pull up to the front of the parking lot. And you can see his face go from hopeful to sad when he sees his car is not there. And then he goes, well, pull around. He goes, pull around. Maybe I parked around back. Pull around back. His car is not there. I go, what do you want me to do? He goes, I don't know, bro.
Oh, no.
I guess just leave me here.
Aww.
And I'm like, here? I go, dude, this is a bar and it's like 9 o'clock.
Why doesn't just go home?
I know. You want me to take you home to a gas station, something? Well, he can't go home because apparently he was living with her and it was her place. Mm. So he had to stay at his sister's house.
Oh no.
And he had to get to work. That's why he needed the car.
What a poor guy. I mean, he sounds like a dick.
But also, he was cheating on her. He sounds like a... And also, that bitch needed to know her place.
He's a piece of
shit. Why would he leave him at the bar? Why would you have you take him to work?
What do you think really happened that night?
I think he cheated on her, for sure. Listen, man, I'm a person... If you're going to write my book, it should be called Judge a Book by Its Cover. Because I judge people...
What did he look like?
He was, this will help describe him and also help describe his douchiness. He goes, yeah, bro, like, and on top of that, man, like, she's 5'8", and I'm like 5'6". So she's an Amazon. So she's 5'6", so how tall he was. Short guy. 5'6", bald, beard.
I just keep picturing Mac from It's All
Yeah,
Sunny.
Okay. Think of Mac. Okay. Think of Mac. That's a good description. Think of Mac, but with a shaved head. Like, think of, because
so he, like when he had the cancer cap.
Yeah, he had terrible tattoos, but a little like he looked like someone who used to be in shape, but now is getting a gut from drinking. Not that he was fat.
Facial hair?
I wouldn't say. Yeah, he had a beard.
Beard, no hair, glasses.
A light beard. It was like a reddish blonde beard.
Glasses?
No glasses.
Was he totally white, or you think Hispanic or Puerto Rican or something?
No, definitely a white guy.
White guy.
Yeah.
With bad tattoos.
Yeah, like, and it was like. Like the tribal tats that go down the arms, you know?
Do you think he participates in UFC fighting?
No, he looks like somebody that likes UFC, but is not... Exactly, but he definitely doesn't know. That guy doesn't know how to fight.
He doesn't work out?
He looks like he's somebody who used to.
And he talked like a Salt Life...
He works out his glory muscles.
Yeah, like that. Like, I was talking as how he was
like
talking.
Like Surfer Dude, Salt Life type guy.
Yeah, bro. It's like, you know, I don't know what I did. But he was a douchebag. Fucking douchebag.
Was he California
douche? I
don't
know what I did. I fucked one of her friends. I don't know what I did.
Yeah, I fuck one of her friends. I don't know what's wrong. Why is she mad at me? I don't get it.
I feel like...
Sometimes, bro, you gotta look a girl in the face after catching a gnarly wave and go, listen, you get in the kitchen and you make me a sandwich. And I'm like, you know, no wonder this bitch left you. It's like, you're a fucking dick, you know? By the way, to top it all off, no, he didn't tip me.
Of course he didn't.
Of course not.
He goes, dude, I would. You didn't have any cash. I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, I knew I wasn't going to get tipped. This guy doesn't know where his car is. How's he going to know? You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't even mad because I'm like, if you don't know where
you're. Why doesn't even have his wallet on him?
He did have his wallet. He did have his wallet. Okay. He had his wallet and he had his phone because I told you every minute on the minute he was calling her.
Yeah. Hey,
I've gotten like really drunk a number of times. And I haven't ever gotten to the point where I forgot where my car was.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Yeah, that's never happened.
That's not drinking too much. You're kind of a dumb person, I think. You know?
No, yeah. I agree.
Oh no, I agree. I agree that's not even
your fucking
question.
Car. Like, I've lost my wallet and my phone, but my car.
I've never lost my
car.
Michael, no, the wallet didn't have a chain. Yes,
can
Marie.
Can I ask a question, please? Do you think that perhaps what happened was she drugged him to get him out? Because if they were sharing an apartment together and he was being a bully type, keep the woman in the kitchen type person, maybe she needed to get him out.
He was 100% aware that it was because he drank a lot. Because this didn't seem like it was the first time. Nor
maybe
is
she
it
tricked
going to be,
him.
No. I don't. Again, he seemed 100% aware of that. And he wasn't drinking with her. He was drinking by himself. After he got blackout hammered, apparently he called her, hey, can you pick me up?
And she had enough of it?
But the thing is, I don't know either. I'm part of this mystery now, and I kind of want conclusion, but I don't have it.
I feel like she hit his car.
His name was Ian. And it's like, I'm trying to figure out, like, those 4 hours, he was blacked out, so nobody knows. I think he cheated on her. And I think
probably.
You think she found
the
out?
House you mean the house that you picked him up from was probably a different girl's house?
No, where I picked him up from was a grocery store.
Oh.
He was staying at his
sister's
house.
Did he explain
why
he was at a grocery store?
He was staying at his sister's house who lived down the road, and he just walked there to get a coffee. So that was all plausible. And like I said, I don't think he was lying because he was telling me everything so honestly. Like, mm-hmm. you wouldn't say you manipulate yeah. people.
Why would he lie to you?
Yeah, there's no need for that.
He's not assuming that, you know, you have a radio show.
Exactly. And that's another bit. Man, every once in a while you get these things. And I was, like, sitting there in awe, man, and just fucking awe listening to this guy. And his life was just...
awesome.
I felt like it was a movie, like Memento, where he's tracking back his life, trying to figure out what he did, you know? And when we got to the final place where the look of just like, I don't know what I'm going to do next.
Yeah.
Because he didn't know what to do.
No, he didn't even have his next move.
Yeah. So like, he knew she picked him up from somewhere, from a bar, but he doesn't know what bar.
Wait, so his girlfriend picked him up, but how did he end up at his sister's?
His girlfriend picked him up, they were living together, and apparently something from when she picked him up.
That's the 4 hours he lost.
Yeah, something from when she, but by okay. the way, so, he remembers.
Ended up at his sister's house, and he's like, where the fuck is my
car? He remembers that his girlfriend picked him up. He does not remember from where. That's how come he doesn't know where his car is.
This is a sadder
assume. Oh, go ahead.
By the way, I felt like she dropped him off at his sister's house because this has happened before, and I was trying to use my Sherlock deduction here because he also mentioned that luckily at his sister's house he has spare clothes and spare work shoes. So it seems
so. Like, this has happened before.
This seems like this is not the first time nor the last time that this has happened to this guy. So again, piecing it together, it seemed like she knew he was fucked up. She didn't want to deal with it, and she dropped him off at his sister's house.
But then, where's his car?
No one knows.
This is a combination of the Hangover and Dude, Where's My Car?
Next week on Uber Confessionals, will Ian find his car? Will Royce punch him for not giving him a tip? Find out.
Or if I start driving, we have to like do that, you and me, Royce.
Yeah. No, dude, I'm telling you. I've been thinking about it for a while of some way.
Just to, like a weekly thing.
Anonymously. Yeah. Post the things that I hear or that come up.
Please do.
It is like, especially in Orlando.
Well, you have your camera rolling all the time, right?
Not in the Civic yet because we just got the new Civic. I need to move it to that car, actually. I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
But the things that I hear, the things that people say, I've heard people admit that they cheat on their wives. I mean, and not to me, but talking to people in the backseat, because I realize right. something. Some people are really nice, but some people don't see you as a person, you know? You're
right,
just like,
they talk like you're not even there.
Right, and you hear things, and you're like, oh, my God, that guy just said he's cheating on his wife. That's why he's going downtown with his other 40-year-old buddy who's recently divorced. So I think he's jealous that his buddy's recently divorced and getting pussy. So now he's going out with his buddy trying to get laid and cheating at the same time saying how proud of his son is because his son just got a scholarship to some fucking school. Like, these are the things I hear in the back of my car all the time.
Royce. Please, yeah. please do like an anonymous, like, I don't know if you want to start a new Twitter for it or like just do your current one, but like I want to read daily.
I want an anonymous, like, I will make Uber an anonymous one. Yeah. It's kind of crazy the people that you pick up and, you know, like I said, I've apologized to Australians about this country. I mean, I mean, it's weird because in Orlando is a weird place because you get all these people from all over the fucking planet, you know? Because Disney's here. So you get like
it
all
is?
These different yeah. people, all these different fucking perspectives, you know? Oh, fucking Ian, fucking can't find, dude, where's my fucking car, was also saying, yeah, man, I fucking hate it out here. You know, it's Disney looks all fucking shitty and fake. Like, I like being downtown where all the action is. And when I dropped them off downtown where all the action is, was like this shitty ghetto-ass neighborhood, you know? And
that's a stomping ground, though.
Yeah, that's his.
That's where he gets all his pussy.
That's where he's getting his punani and his tats. My punani, my tats, and my brewskis downtown.
Where's you should have dropped them off at his tat shop, man.
Where's my car? Has anyone seen my car? It's a silver Kia Forte, for real.
Is that what it was, actually?
Yeah, it really was. Because he was telling me, he goes, the Civic's nice. You know, I ended up getting the Forte, you know, because it was cheaper. And then, of course, because I'm a dickhead, I go, you know, it's cool. You know, it sucks that you didn't get the Civic because the Civic has this thing where you could do Honda Link and see exactly where you parked it. And it does. It really does.
Yeah,
Kyle, you know it does.
We got the same car, man.
And
I'm
basically rubbing it in his face like, should have got the Honda, bro.
You should have.
The Kia Forte.
That was your mistake.
Bunch of bad decisions this guy's making.
Mm-hmm.
Left and right. He needs to get his life together.
Bad decisions, man.
Yes.
So,
by the way, Brendan actually corrected you, Royce. It's Dude, Where's My Car 2? Seriously, where the fuck is my car?
I like that. I like that. You know, the funny thing is, I guarantee you Ashton Kutcher and Stifler aren't doing anything and we can get them to do it. What are they doing?
I'm surprised they haven't
let's,
made
let's
a
pitch it to
that
him.
Yet.
Pitch it to him on Twitter.
That was one of the original Stoner movies. That was even before White
Kumar.
Castle. That was before that.
Yeah, Harold and Kumar. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
When did that
Well, the original Stoner one was
Cheech
with
and Chong.
Neo.
Cheech and Chong, yeah.
Well, that, yeah. If we're talking about like the two dudes, though, but like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, those all came out in like the early to mid-90s, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, it's funny, man, the different things. But, I mean, that's it. I hope I didn't ramble too long. I hope that was interesting.
I enjoyed it.
Okay. Because I don't know. Like, for me, I have these experiences, and I wonder if they translate well when I explain them. But
your English is fine.
Is it gay?
It's okay.
Gay?
It's all right.
Yeah.
Could be better.
All right. Why don't we move on to a story, Marie? Why don't you? Okay. Well, okay, you
story.
Know what? We don't need a wine.
No.
Right? Story.
Okay. All right. Police. Walmart customer fatally shoots would-be thief.
Oh, okay. This is great.
Yeah, it's in Florida.
So this guy is a hero.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, he's from Florida?
Yeah. Everyone from Florida is dumb. No!
You want him to do you so much you could do anything?
I suck cock and I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
Yeah, tip assist.
Thank you. Investigator.
God, he was so frigging buff, I couldn't believe it.
Are you finished?
At Walmart. It happened Saturday morning
worry,
around 8
you.
O'clock.
Ah.
Authorities tell me Arthur Adams and another man were stealing diapers. They believe this is that other man. They're still looking
Two
for him.
Two men stealing diapers?
Let me back it up.
18-year-old shoplifting.
Thank you.
A 19-year-old shoplifting suspect killed by a customer at Walmart. It happened Saturday morning around 8 o'clock. Authorities tell me Arthur Adams and another man were stealing diapers. They believe this is that other man. They're still looking for him. An employee confronted them in the parking lot. Another customer, a 50-year-old man, went to help. Investigators say Adams reached for something. The customer felt threatened, pulled out a gun, and fired several rounds. Adams was shot. So was a teenage girl inside the suspect's car. The suspects tried to drive off, but crashed into two vehicles, so they ditched their car and ran. Adams made it to the gas station across the street. He died later at the hospital. Investigators tell me he had an extensive criminal history.
There's been numerous felony arrests, approximately 15, four felony convictions. And,
okay, see, I don't feel bad for him anymore.
I understand.
Like, you know what?
I feel bad at first. I'm like, this guy's got his kid that has no money to steal diapers. But 15 felonies? Go fuck your mother.
I understand 15 felonies, and I get that. But
wait, 15?
You can't shoot somebody. Because when he shot him, when the guy's – here's the thing. I talked to Mitch, and Mitch is huge into guns. And he goes, that guy makes us look bad. He goes, it doesn't matter because at the time he shot him, he didn't know whether he had felonies or not. The problem is he said the guy was reaching in his car. And he goes, it was bad etiquette because he didn't just shoot the guy. He shot somebody in the car too.
In the car, right.
And so whether the guy was fucking – it doesn't matter what he did. He goes –
What if they did find a gun in the car and he was reaching for that gun then?
There wasn't
Does that make a difference?
There wasn't one though. That's the thing.
Well, that's another thing. The guy didn't know that either.
Yeah,
so he didn't know he was a felon, and he didn't know that there
right,
wasn't.
Right, I understand,
but when you're a carrier, you can't just have this mindset where you just instinctively shoot at anybody that reaches
and it's
for
not,
anything.
And it's not
like,
your job.
That's
it's
not the point.
It's not your job. And the reason is he interjected himself in a situation where he didn't need to. Somebody stealing diapers, whether you think it's good or bad, is not threatening someone's life. So a gun owner shouldn't get involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So as a concealed carrier myself,
yeah.
when you're carrying a weapon, that means that every single scenario that you ever are involved in, that means that now there's a firearm involved. Any scenario in your life from now,
hold on.
On,
I didn't know that.
A firearm
you,
involved.
You
that means you need to.
You
yeah,
have a
obviously.
You have a concealed and carry for real. I didn't know that.
What? Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
What's your piece?
There it is. What is it?
What kind of gun is that?
Explain it for the people that can't see it.
A Shield 9mm.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I started carrying because, like, I live in Atlanta downtown.
Dude, I don't blame you. Look, hey, man, hey, you could do it legally. And that's my point. Like,
but,
and that's the thing. And see,
but here's the thing. You got.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
No, you're no, I want to actually hear you're, okay. I want
to
hear your opinion.
Like, what I'm trying to say is like, you got to keep that in mind. So any argument you ever get in, any scenario you ever get in, like, now there's a gun involved. So you need to do the opposite of what you would normally do and do everything you can to de-escalate the situation. And this guy sounds like he did the opposite of that. Like,
yeah, Brendan in the chat room says there was no immediate danger. I mean, look, everyone, and it's funny because even Mitch, everybody in the chat, everybody that seems to be a gun owner is saying the same thing. They're not saying the guy was in a piece of shit. Nobody is questioning that.
No.
They're saying is that bad form. That's not.
Yeah.
That's not.
You put yourself in a situation that you didn't need to be in.
Yeah,
first of all.
And what do you do? Save Walmart?
For diaper.
You're saving Walmart.
That's the thing that bugs me is like, it's a little bit of a vigilante type of thing.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
At the same time, I'm a big proponent of thinning the herd out. And when somebody is not a productive member of society, getting fucking 15 felony arrests, like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I understand. But the girl in the.
I mean, I agree.
But the girl in. But the girl.
Yeah, he did.
The girl in the car.
Girl, I thought it was two men.
No, there was.
They said two men, but I'm maybe.
Two men were robbing, and then there was another girl in the car.
The girl in the car got shot, and she didn't do anything.
Oh.
She was waiting for him.
The girl who was shot is okay. She's being treated as a witness. As for the 50-year-old customer who fired his.
Yeah, she's being treated as a witness, so I mean, she's not. Apparently wasn't involved. In terms of, they're not saying she was part of the robbery.
Weapon. Authorities say they don't know if he'll face charges, and they're not releasing his name. Authorities do hope the third suspect, pictured here, has information that can help.
So, I think the consensus we have from people that at least carry is that it was bad form.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. You know.
Quite bad.
Like It changed my whole demeanor when I started carrying, actually. Like,
every
scenario from now on, I'm like, okay, I got to keep myself calm. If anything, I got to keep myself away from certain situations.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah.
No, of course. And that's true because you have a
bigger, that's just common sense,
you have a bigger responsibility, you know?
Exactly. Like, your point of carrying is not to be a vigilante or to, you know, it's when you're in a life and death situation, you got to protect yourself. That's it.
It's also,
that's my reason for carrying.
To look cool, right. Like a cowboy.
It's not, right. Yeah. That's
exactly. That's why I tell everybody all the time. That's why you guys are just now.
You're not there
out.
You're not there to protect everyone else. You should have the mindset of, I'm here to protect me and
exactly.
my loved ones or whatever, not just some random person stealing diapers at Walmart.
You know, exactly. It kind of felt like when you hear the story, is that guy was just looking for something. You know what I mean?
Looking for trouble.
Like, he was looking for someone to fuck up so he could use his gun, you know?
Yep.
But let's go ahead and move on.
Sherry says she carries two guns every day. What?
Really?
Two guns.
Oh. Oh, arm joke. Oh, Jesus, Joel, you idiot.
Uh-huh.
Good job. I actually said,
I was hoping
really?
She was for real and I could ask
the No, reason. No. She's got the two guns, the gun show. I'm an idiot.
Walked right into that
I should
one.
Know better, too, because it's Sherry.
Walked right. Well, no, actually the opposite, because you know she goes hunting, so that's a believable sentence from her.
I get it, but you know.
Yeah, still.
There it is. There it is. Okay, that's what she was looking for.
You want to know something funny about when I got my license? Yeah. Just to tell you about, like, the area I grew up in.
Is it hard to get it in Georgia?
No.
I figured it's
Georgia.
Like,
I got it.
File out like Texas and or Colorado where it's super simple to get one.
Yeah. I mean, I will say I did do a lot of training beforehand and I do go to the range regularly.
By training, Kyle watched all the Jason Bourne films.
Well, like some of them, like halfway through.
Halfway through.
And then I was like, all right, I'm good. I got this.
I got this, bro. If Matt, you're like, if Matt Damon could do this, I could do this.
Yeah, no. When I went to go get my license, though, I was at the courthouse and the lady looked at my street and laughed and said, huh, you must be the last person to have a license.
Really?
Oh, that's wow.
Hilarious. She looked at my street and knew, because just everybody on the street I grew up on all had like carry licenses. That's what happens when you grow up in rural Georgia.
That's awesome. Good.
Yeah. You don't have much of a southern accent at all, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you don't.
No, born and raised in Georgia. I'm actually proud of that. Thank you. I take that as a compliment, Dutch.
Yeah.
I've had to, well, I mean, just, well, because I travel a lot, and so I'm kind of obsessed with accents. But, yeah, if I was just talking to you, I would never have guessed. You have the Colorado accent, which is no accent at all.
That's perfect. Thank you. That's what I go for.
Here's a bystander sees a Tesla owner, loading kids into trunk seats, immediately reports abduction.
Wait, trunk seats? What are those?
The Teslas in the back have these things where you could put seats in the trunk.
Oh.
Here, let me show you.
So real seats, not a trunk.
Right. Here, I'll show you. They have these trunk seats where, you know, it adds two more seats to the back. It, you know, they're like normal seats here.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
I'm looking it up, too. Okay. The backwards facing seats, have in, like old station wagons.
Post it in the chat.
Yeah,
okay.
It.
Okay.
Oh, the car sick seats.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, those.
Shit. So it's a Tesla Model X.
Yeah. Must be pretty rough owning.
Where do you put your do you have to curl your legs up?
Well, it's for children.
It was for children.
It's for kids.
Oh, there it is. Okay, I see.
It must be, see for kids. That's what they were doing.
I'm getting car sick just looking at that.
It must be rough owning a Tesla Model S owner these days. Sure, this car is gorgeous, extremely fast, and doesn't have to pull into a smelly gas station every 3 days. But imagine all the questions from onlookers every day. It's a chorus of, is that a Tesla? How fast is it really? Why are you kidnapping that child?
Someone really thought they were getting shoved in the trunk?
The funny. Model S actually has quite a bit of room for passengers, seating the driver and four others comfortably, but a pair of rear-facing seats in the back hatch allow for additional pair of kids.
So seven?
Yeah, or smallish adults to come along for the ride, too. It might not be the most luxurious accommodation, but with a five-point harness buckle-style design, it's definitely not your average trunk. Unfortunately, the Model S owner in question, when an onlooker saw him putting a kid in the hatch, they pretty much panicked. After receiving the report, the driver had possibly abducted a kid and shoved him into the trunk. The cops wasted no time in hunting the Model S down.
Oh, no.
They held the driver at gunpoint.
Oh, no.
Are you? Oh, God.
What the hell?
Until they realized a misunderstanding.
They probably released an Amber Alert and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing not to do when you're a carrier. Chase people down.
We're not Tesla experts.
Don't do that. Don't do it.
Santa Clarita Valley Sheriff.
So the cops held him at gunpoint. Yeah. What, right? Not,
yeah, the
not
cops held,
random
the
person.
Cops held him at gunpoint.
The cops did. Okay.
Yeah, we're not Tesla
still,
experts.
That's terrifying for the children.
Yeah.
The sheriff says the Teslas have a weird back seat, and when they put the child in the back seat, it looked like they were putting them in the trunk. Classic misunderstanding.
God, I remember my next door neighbor growing up had one of those station wagons where you could sit rear facing, and we begged to sit that way as opposed to the forward way. It is so much fun to be turned around.
I honestly
in a car.
Believe when you get older, your inner ear gets fucked up and you start hating things like that you used to love, like roller coasters. Like, I hadn't ridden the Hulk in a while because we just hadn't been to Islands Adventure in a while. We rode it recently, and it made me really nauseous. I've always loved roller coasters. I've never had a problem with them, never been scared of them. I love them. But for whatever reason, getting older, you start getting dizzier, easier.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, here's one to relate to you. My office has a atrium hallway, and it's three floors. And the third floor, which is where I work, has a glass handrail, and you kind of, you know, you walk along the edge and you can see down to the first floor from the glass handrail. And I'm noticing, I've been there 2.5 years, that I keep getting more and more nervous about standing too close to that glass handrail. And I feel this odd gravitational pull that wants it me to just completely flip over and fall off the handrail and fall two stories down. Like, I don't know where my brain goes that it's like, if you get too close to that handrail, you're going to fall over.
By the way, Brandon,
I used to never have an issue with heights, and then more and more recently, like, I there was a video of that guy who skateboarding.
Oh, I can't. I know which one you're talking about. I can't.
I started sweating and I started having a panic attack, and like, I felt my toes curl. Like, I couldn't. I'm freaking out right now just thinking about watching that video again.
It's that guy that does the park.
Terrifying.
The you're talking about the dude that was not just a skateboard, but it's all that parkour stuff on that
parkour
building.
Yeah, the blonde guy.
Yeah.
And that, I've had a physical reaction to seeing that video, and I've never had a problem with heights up until like recently.
Your fight or flight kicked in?
It did.
It's called being.
And I wanted to fight that man.
It's called being closer to death and recognizing danger.
I can't watch it, dude. I can't.
So, Dutch, if I were to show you something
like
this.
Go ahead. You can play it, but I'm not going
to
watch.
Come on. You have to look. That's half the fun. Come on.
I don't even know why people do this.
Look for a second.
Why are people doing that? Why would you do that? No, no, no.
This guy's hanging from a, okay, 19. Oh, Dutch, there's 20 of them. Check this guy out. Here we go.
No, why are you doing that?
This video is of a man called Mustang Wanted.
Oh, just
he is
stop.
Very well known
stop.
Within the parkour community. Stop.
Let's just skip to, like, the top five. Can we just skip to the
there
top
go.
Five?
There we go.
Oh, my God.
I'm having
why?
A bad reaction to this.
This guy's this
hey,
guy's
Roy, are there any videos of people falling?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of them.
Let's to their death?
It is a real surprise that none of these men were caught off balance by the wind.
They're up on a crane, by the way, really high. It looks like somewhere in Russia.
God, that's so stupid.
And they're doing athletic things that I couldn't do on the ground.
Oh my God, one hand at the end.
That's making my toes curl, dude. God.
By the way, for those that want to follow along, it's 20 scariest extreme parkour moments caught on camera.
Oh my God.
Here, there are two young men that can be seen climbing the Shanghai Tower, which is 650 meters high.
650 meters high?
And still under construction.
What is that in English?
What's that in American? It's through the clouds. It's above three. The clouds. It's above the clouds.
In the video, you can even see the clouds below them.
Oh my
this
God.
Video certainly makes my hands sweat.
Okay, everybody watch. Everybody watch, see when you have to look away. Marie, watch.
I don't like it now.
Keep looking, keep looking.
Ah!
Keep looking, keep looking.
Oh, get down from there, you madman. It makes me chilly.
It doesn't bother me as much because I can't see all the way down because of the clouds.
That's 650 meters is 2,142 feet.
Is that high?
200 stories.
This man can be seen.
A little high. Wait, from the ground?
There you go, Dutch.
Climbing,
there's
like
no clouds. There you go, Dutch. No clouds.
No.
I don't like this.
No. Yeah.
Can we have someone do, like, the Assassin's Creed leap of faith from one?
But, like, they don't have any equipment to save them?
The climbing isn't the problem. It was the guy with the skateboard who, like, was hanging out over
this extremely
the edge.
Hard to watch.
I don't know why that freaked me out.
Like this?
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Like
that
this?
I don't like this. I don't like this at all, man.
No, seriously. What happens if they
it's
fall?
It's making my feet hurt.
They're up on a big saddle. It looks like an antenna.
Oh, the force perspective's
they're
awful.
Not hanging out over the edge, though. Like, that's the
no,
thing.
No, seriously.
Like,
the skateboarder, yeah, he, like...
If they fall,
like,
they
had,
die.
At one point, he had, like, all
he's, like,
four
doing
wheels
it on
off the
purpose.
Building, right?
Yes, he had all wheels off the building, and it was just,
like
hanging
just
off the edge.
Like, just the tail is, like, hanging on. Oh, my God.
Like,
and he was like riding along the sides too, right?
If they, yeah. Let me get this
doing
clear.
Backflips.
If they fuck up, they die, right? I'm not missing some sort
oh,
of
no,
trick.
No,
yeah,
there's no trick.
Up,
you're
dead.
You're dead.
Every once in a while, you hear man falls off, you know, tower construction. Nobody knows why he was up there. It's probably these guys.
Okay, I can't because it gave me the bends. Just watching it kind of fucked me up. And by the way, going back to the Tesla Model S with the kids in the back. Brandon goes, that's a great design for those rear-end accidents. That's a good point. You put your kids back there, you're going to get hit from the back. They're going to die. Right?
It'll be fine.
I think the only reason...
I think I found it.
You found what? Put it in the Monarch Radio chat.
The skateboarder?
What I was talking about.
In the what? Oh, there you
K-Bot.
Go. I got you.
In the chat.
I saw this one. Here you go.
It's asshole. Oh.
So the title of the video is Skateboarding on Hong Kong High Building. Can you turn it down?
No, Oh, what are you doing?
Why would you?
There you go, Dutch. There you go. There's a skateboard.
Just the idea.
My God.
I can't do this, dude. I can't do this.
He's writing. What the hell?
No, the main one. Okay, dude, this one that you're about to play here. That's the one that freaked me out. This one that you're about to play. This blonde guy.
Yeah.
I can't take this guy.
Oh.
Yes, yes, yes.
No! No! I want to hit him! It's making me so angry!
He's running. Like he's almost falling off the left side.
Yeah, he's running the skateboard at the edge of the building.
Listen, I just think he did that entire video to show off his ass.
Let's do it again.
Oh! God!
He's doing it again, Dutch.
Not to mention, I'm pretty sure the guy filming him is walking behind him on the same ledge.
I can't. Damn, hyperventilate.
Dutch, it's okay. You're on the ground. You're on the ground.
Dutch, you're fine.
I need a bag of breathing.
You're on the ground. You're on the ground.
You're fine. All right. Well, Dutch,
it's making me cry.
Dutch has to catch his breath. But second hour coming up.
I literally found myself holding my shoulders.
Second hour coming up.
I'm crying.
Warlife Radio.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Nixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Yeah, exactly. The book is fucking funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Of the few books I've read.
You read it?
Yeah. I read a book and it didn't have pictures in it. And they didn't pop up at me.
It also didn't moo when you pushed a button.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Hey, you didn't say yes when I proposed to you. You said don't be a dick, and then you punched me right in the vault, boy.
Well, because you're a cunt.
Talk Radio Meltdown on More Like Radio. Every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Listen live at morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, hey cousins, check out the Cousin Joe Show.
it's every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, Cousin Joe Show.
Doc, what's wrong with your voice?
I'm a cousin of everyone, including Joe. Joe is my cousin, and this is how I talk to my family.
Doc, I think you're having a stroke.
I'm stroking something when I listen to the Cousin Joe Show every fucking day at Thursday at 7 p.m. Cousin Joe, baby boy.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my hands. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
You were whack, Black, but now we both learned that when East meets West, it's deadly.
Uno momento, Black and Tan. Eat shell!
Go to hell, Senor Peeny!
Last one there's a rotten huevo.
Say what?
Cut! No, man. You're making me fall asleep. To death, bro. Okay, the line is... Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say...
What?
Say what?
Got it! This character is not me.
Say what?
Stop it! Listen, you and I don't get along. I'm off the project. Watch out for that water tower!
Wow, G-Dub. You saved my life. Hey, man, would you stay if I rewrote your character?
No! I'll rewrite it. My way. Say...
Just doing my thing.
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show, 9545.
Just do my thing.
732780.
Is this the coolest song ever?
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. I like it.
Who is it?
Floozies.
Mixed with Grizz.
We just bought our tickets to Okeechobee Music Fest.
And both of them are playing back to back.
And the Floozies.
I hope they get on the same stage and play the song together. Oh my God, I will lose my shit.
Yes. So, very excited for Okeechobee Music Fest. It's, next month.
March 2nd through, or 3rd through the 6th.
Yep.
The week before my birthday.
Say what?
Say what?
All right, why don't you get into another story, Marie?
Did you say read another story? Because...
Hey, real quick, I there's a video that I just posted for Dutch.
Yes, Kyle posted.
It's something that I know he'll love.
I was...
Sure.
I was hyperventilating during the break.
Can I say that before I play this video, no joke...
Oh, wait, this is different.
When I...
It's not a parkour video.
You were playing another parkour video for me.
No.
It's called the Climb Trail. Okay, this is an Oculus Rift game. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, so it's VR.
Cool. All right, these are cool.
That's virtual reality for the layman.
Yes. That stands for, yeah. Yep.
We have a prop.
Ooh, pretty.
All right, it looks like a gondola. Not a gondola. One of those, what are those called?
Gondola.
Air gondola?
Air gondolas. One of them sky gondolas. Oh, this is an Oculus Rift game where you're mountain climbing? I see. Yep. I get it.
You son of a bitch.
Holy shit! That's crazy!
Will this get over Joel's fear of heights?
Dutch, would you try it?
I don't have a fear of heights. I just keep falling from them.
When this gets cheaper, you're getting one, and you're going to do this on air with a camera on you. I need to see this.
Okay.
I need
That's
to see
what this. I was going to say. I want a video of you doing this.
I would love to see them. I'll do it.
Because it's one thing to watch a virtual reality video. It's another thing to be in it.
Yeah, once you're in those things, it's crazy. It's crazy.
From what I actually read people who demoed this game, and they said that like it helped them with their fear of heights.
I could see that. I could see that makes sense.
I mean, I generally don't have a fear of heights. It's just those videos bother me. Like this is bothering me right
now. Look at that.
Like,
look at him looking down. That's crazy.
Did you get over your little crying fit?
Oh look, a flying
during
squirrel
the break.
Suit. Yeah,
well, I was hyperventilating a little bit.
Even
Kelsey
same,
called me a bitch.
That was cool. Even the same thing with me. Like even when I got up to go to break. I felt like wobbly.
Yeah,
I was
and,
like,
then,
oh.
And then Royce made me stand up.
Am
to
I stand
see if
up?
I was
Are you wobbly?
Wobbly?
Like I'm wobbly.
I'm like, no, you weirdo.
Because it made me nauseous. The skateboard one made me nauseous.
Yeah,
it was
pretty
him
bad.
Hanging off the edge on his tail. That's what got to me.
Oh, it's rough. All right.
Yes.
Story.
Oh, story? I'm sorry. Just bark orders at me. Then
I did.
I just like hearing your voice, Marie.
VR porn.
Shut up. Casey Anthony is back in the news, guys.
Yes, she is. Now, for those who don't know, she's
the one that got away with murdering her
allegedly.
Daughter.
Murder mom.
Yep. She comes out of hiding to protest Donald Trump outside a Mar-a-Lago estate.
Yes. So she is now protesting Trump.
Yep. Nearly 6 years after she was acquitted in the death of her 2-year-old daughter, Casey Anthony.
Has it been that long?
It's been that long, dude.
And that's how you must address Casey Anthony, as the nearly insert number of years after she was acquitted in the death of her 2-year-old daughter, Casey Anthony, was found protesting outside Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate over the weekend.
Do people understand that he doesn't care? Like,
by
he
the
just
way,
likes the attention.
Is his estate just see a lake in Spanish?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Mm-hmm. Stupid. The seldom seen 30-year-old is said to reportedly live in the Palm Beach area of Florida, where Trump has his estate.
Where she runs a daycare.
Mm-hmm. Photographers and journalists from local outlets like the Palm Beach Post and WPTV spotted the controversial figure outside the 45th president's estate. She told WPTV that she was there because she's against his policies.
On what?
She did not appear.
She's for really, really, really super late-term abortions?
Right.
Okay. Well, that's understandable.
She did not appear on camera and did not specify which policies she was against.
She, to be fair, she did have an abortion on the, I think, the 17th trimester.
Got it.
Yeah.
I guess it's a non-story because she didn't have a statement and they didn't have anything to say, but we just felt like talking about Casey Anthony for a little bit,
well,
I guess.
Well, I just wanted to, you know, that if we all needed an update to see what she was.
See,
I think
yeah,
we were
see
wrong.
What she's up.
Why hasn't she changed her name?
That's a good point.
Because I'm sure everybody would forget her face after a while. But
no,
I
don't
mean,
think
just...
so. Well, now we're going to write. People are protesting over the country. And Dutch, guess what? I found a protest and I'm actually behind. Topless women protest for right to sunbathe semi-nude in Argentina.
Woo!
Okay.
Not one of our country's protests, I see.
Oh, no, no, no. That would not be. That would not go over. That would, well... I guess in New York you can. There it is. Dozens of topless women joined by hundreds of fully clothed protesters demonstrated in Buenos Aires Tuesday to demand the right to sunbathe semi-nude after police asked bare-breasted women to leave this
semi-nude kind of life? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. The sky was boobs.
No.
No? What?
I want some tit else. Dozens of topless women joined hundreds of fully clothed protesters. He said that smaller protests have occurred throughout the country in recent weeks in response to the January.
Oh, the
incident.
Itty Bitty Titty Committee?
No, that's not the name of the committee.
Oh, okay. Just checking because you said it was a smaller protest. What?
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
You did. This is your fault.
Police cited a national criminal code. Are prohibiting obscene displays to justify. By the way, the best part about this, Argentinian women are super hot. for the most part, are super hot.
Yeah, I totally like that armpit hair.
What's wrong with armpit hair? Don't be a hater.
Miami MILF in the chat
says... No, I'm saying I like it.
The best hashtag ever is hashtag Teta20.
Okay, that's a good one. There it is. There's another one of the protesters. Dozens of the protesters said the incident on the beach exemplified social inequality between men and women. In many places, when a woman reports gender violence, they don't listen. But okay, don't turn it into that. It was fine when it was about tits. I'm closing this. It's not about tits anymore. All right. What? What?
It's not about tits anymore?
It's not about tits anymore.
Well, then it's not news.
It's like, I got misled. I'm going to read
blah, 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 blah. Where are the boobs?
Oh, this is a politics story? I thought it was just about titties.
How dare they bring me in with this nonsense?
That was the bait and switch right there.
Yeah, you fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah. They fucking lure men with tits and stuff, and it's like, then it's like, you know, oh, but it's actually breast cancer awareness. Like, God damn it.
Oh, now it's sad.
Right. Oh, all right.
Speaking of awareness things, I got caught in what I didn't know was a...
pyramid scheme.
No, not a pyramid scheme. Like, I liked a comment on Facebook, and then that person messaged me saying that this was actually, like, something that he posted for autism awareness, and you have to pick one of 13
things. Explain the back
and
forth. Explain the whole back and forth. This is what would go ahead. Explain the post.
The post was, I just found a squirrel in my car. And then everyone was, like, you know, writing things like, oh, my God. And then my question was, what was the squirrel's name? Then I get messaged by that person, who will not be named, because he was thoroughly embarrassed afterwards, that I got caught in an autism awareness chain, and I had to pick one of the 13 things to post on my timeline, yeah. One of which was, I just found a squirrel in my car, to my own timeline, and then for every person that likes that post, then they have to share their autism awareness pyramid scheme Facebook sharing thing.
So chain letter.
It was a chain letter that I didn't know I was getting into.
Very
and I liked it.
Strange.
Very, very strange. So my response back was, how is me posting about a squirrel in a car spreading awareness of autism? What have I learned?
And by what I
how am I more aware? Okay. How am I more aware
and
of autism?
What I told Marie she should have said was, John does our show every week. I'm thoroughly aware of autism. Right. I don't need your Facebook chain letter. Well, why don't we move on to Tampa?
He's definitely on the spectrum, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So is Mitch. Tampa firefighters rescue man dumped into garbage truck. Here's a video.
Happened right after El Mabry and Hillsborough Avenue. That's where Wendelise Gonzalez joined us now with the reason that man ended up there and how crews got him out. The garbage truck driver.
That was a good. Exactly that was a satisfying time delay.
Do you want to count it?
Like 2.5.
I want to count the time.
That's where Wendelise Gonzalez joined us now with the reason that man ended up there and how crews got him out.
One time delay. Two time delay. Three time delays.
The garbage truck driver.
Three full time delays. That was a good one.
Going just now.
What's
with the
record so far?
Up-
was it like six?
I think six was the longest. Yeah.
Avenue. That's where Wendelise Gonzalez joined us now with the reason that man ended up there and how crews got him out.
You're on.
The garbage truck driver wouldn't tell me exactly where he originally picked.
He did say, I have a nice dumper.
This up.
Sorry. Pay attention to the story, guys. Come on.
How crews got him out.
Go.
The garbage truck driver wouldn't tell me exactly where he originally picked this up, but he does tell me that it ended up all here. He says it maybe was there for about...
Whoa, she's awful.
She's falling apart because she didn't say him. She said it. And then
she is losing it. Am I the only one noticing it?
Can we start, dude? That was
you want to start
you
again?
Know that video of that black girl who was trying to walk across the lawn with those heels, and it just kept going back and forth, and like,
did you ever have a dream that you wish that you could
have you ever had a dream that you
you're
had,
getting the whole thing now.
You could
see audiences is what you get.
You want him to do you so much you could do anything.
Kick him in the penis.
It's so long.
And that man ended up there, and how Cruz got him out.
Here we go.
Did you ever have a dream?
The garbage truck driver wouldn't tell me exactly where he originally picked this up, but he did.
Hold on. Marie, if you do that, we're
not
going to
go back all the way.
No, no, we're going to suffer.
Royce
we're all suffering. Everyone suffers.
I just couldn't. I want to. I just.
He wouldn't.
So
he told.
The thing.
She got lost. She said the garbage driver.
And he was stuck. And just.
Shut up and let's hear it.
Got him out.
The garbage truck driver wouldn't tell me exactly where he originally picked this up, but he does tell me that it ended up
and
on here. He says
are hard.
Was there for about 2 minutes stuck inside of the garbage truck until rescuers were able to get him out. Here's
motorcycles are going, dude, this is a fucking mess.
I don't want to do this anymore, guys. I quit.
Oh, God.
Some video of that rescue that happened earlier this morning.
Why are you yelling at
me? Because of the garbage man there.
Oh.
Morning, police crews, fire crews worked to get him out. They had to attach a gurney onto a ladder and get him inside the truck through the top that's usually open. Police think the man fell asleep inside a dumpster when the garbage truck driver unknowingly dumped him inside the truck. It took crews nearly 30 minutes to get him out.
Well, I mean, someplace that's the only place you can sleep.
The man,
you
know? The man, it was in Tampa. The man was quoted as saying, "Hey, man, have you seen my car?"
Oh, cool. My alarm worked.
Awesome. Hey, have you guys seen my car? Oh, my girlfriend definitely dumped me. All right.
Once they did, they took him away in an ambulance. One of the rescuers tells me that the man was found lying inside the truck. There was no garbage on top of him.
How do they know that he was there? Was he screaming to get out? She's doing a bad job reporting this.
She's doing a bad job of speaking. Forget reporting.
Does say that he thinks that he is doing okay. He was taken this morning to St. Joseph's Hospital. Reporting live in Tampa, Brenda Liz Gonzalez, ABC Action News.
She can't even say her own name. She can't even say her own name.
She was running out of air at the end there.
Brenda Liz Gonzalez. Hospital.
Oh, Brenda Liz. You totally brendled that one up.
God, she talks the way Nicki Minaj raps.
Yep.
horribly. Marie, next story, please.
Next.
And then Kyle, I hope you're fucking lucid enough for a tech story.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
good.
I am.
Go ahead.
Which one do I want?
I don't care.
Can we do the Girl Scout cookies?
Yes. Go
ahead. Okay. Well, it's a video.
I just love that.
You have the munchies. That's what it is.
It's a video, Royce, and so I feel like you.
I will do the Girl Scout cookies.
Should do the Girl Scout cookies. What is it, Dutch? Are you okay?
I've been working on my enunciation.
Him yelling hurt my ears.
I've been working on my enunciation.
It hurt your little eels?
Oh, my little eels. All right. Ardmore man tries to exchange vodka for Girl Scout cookies. Oh, video, because we get to see him now. This is the best.
Girl Scouts were trying to sell cookies at a mall in southern Oklahoma when they say a man walked up to them and asked for a strange exchange.
Yep.
Okay, that's misleading. That sounds sexual. He was asking for vodka. You made it seem sexual.
Strange exchange.
Police tell News 12's Rachel Knapp, the man asked for cookies.
Listen, for some of those Girl Scout cookies, No, you're good.
Her name is, real name was Rachel Google Maps, but they changed it on Ellis Island.
In exchange for vodka.
Ardmore police arrested 45-year-old Jerry Swanson after...
Okay, well, he looks really, really weird. He looks like a Native American and an Asian guy.
He made an unusual request.
They were trying to sell her Girl Scout cookies. Apparently, a male subject approached them, asked them if he could trade vodka for Girl Scout cookies.
Ardmore police
captain. I got here. Half a handle of Bacardi.
Either.
Can I get 5 Thin Mints for that? I don't need the whole box.
Either that's some really cheap vodka, or was he offering them like a shot?
I don't think
the vodka is way more expensive.
You could ask for more Thin Mints.
I don't need the whole box. I don't know. Now,
he just wanted like 2 Thin Mints, like just 2. I'm good.
That's enough.
Yeah, we'll put it.
You don't want any more?
Captain Keith Ingle says it happened inside this mall off Commerce and 12th Street around 3:30 Saturday afternoon. None of the Girl Scouts were hurt, but
why would they be hurt? Why would they be hurt?
Well, because vodka.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was swinging the bottle at them. He just said, I'll trade you this
he
for that.
He was being a drunk idiot. He wasn't being a threat.
Police Dude, say he was right. just being thrifty, okay, guys?
Yeah, that's a good point. Tradesies.
Was so drunk, he didn't even know what was going on.
He didn't have anything said about it. He didn't know what they were talking about. You know, he was unsteady on his feet. And
he kept asking me if I knew where his car was.
You know, basically have to place him in the police car. And he was barely able to walk.
Locals say they feel...
Now they're showing pictures of Girl Scout cookies, the s'mores. All I want now is to eat Girl Scout cookies.
Sick. Yeah. Little girls had to encounter Swanson.
I think that he's very insane in the brain.
Insane in the membrane.
Oh, yeah.
For them to come up to some young kids...
Are you trying to get crazy with this thing?
Somebody
Don't
over
you
here...
you know I'm local?
This bitch over here needs some proactive.
Say some stuff like that, you know? So just thank God he got out the, you know, that he was able to get moved out the way.
These kids should feel safe here. They go trick-or-treating here.
It's February!
Trick-or-treating?
It's
How old is this story?
It's February 6th, yesterday, 2 days ago. 2 days old.
Maybe that's when they published it. Maybe they recorded this way back
in October. I feel like this is just a marketing ploy.
No, this happened 2 days ago.
Oh, wow. No, because I really want Girl Scout cookies now.
Trick-or-treating.
This is the way it should be. They should be able to post up and sell some cookies. Not.
Oh, God, she's wearing a Nirvana shirt, and you know she doesn't know who Nirvana is.
I worry about people and the fear of creepy men.
Captain Engel says when police...
I still feel like we need the opinion of the man on the street.
Excuse me.
Well, she's scared of creepy men, Dutch. We need to be concerned about her.
Yeah.
Well, nobody cares about their opinion. Like, just news stations need to stop doing that.
Arrested Swanson. He wasn't carrying any bottles of alcohol, but had a strong odor of alcohol on him.
You shouldn't say things like that to underage kids anyway. I mean, even if you are joking.
First off, don't tell me what to do. All right. Okay.
You're not his real mom.
Yeah, you're not his real mom. I think, Your Honor, I want to go on record that he's not his real mom. The defense rests.
All right.
Now, I may just be a country lawyer, but he's not his mom.
Sir, where'd you get that mint julep?
I would employ your services to defend me.
You know you're going to win with Royce.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the argument every time.
Go ahead.
Excuse me, Judge. You're not his real mom.
You're not his real mom, Judge.
You can't tell him what to do.
You cannot tell him what to do. I want to invoke the law of finders keepers, losers weepers.
Oh, okay.
I am invoking finders keepers, losers weepers. Gavel, 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 gavel. Go ahead.
If you want to do any of our stories, they're all videos. So
they're all videos?
All of them are videos.
Oh!
So you can pick one more before we get to what Kyle wants
I'm
to talk about.
I'm going
to
do one more, then we'll talk about tech things, okay?
Okay. Insane in the membrane. Is that one of the stickiest songs ever? Like, if you hear that
song,
it's
pretty sticky. I'm pretty sticky. It's
going to get in your head for a while. I'm sorry, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be singing one for a while.
Right.
Another gun one. Nice.
These are great. It's loading. Sorry. It takes
that man looks-
because as news organizations have learned, it's way easier to use their video player than just embed a YouTube video.
Than just like YouTube. Yeah, totally.
Because people
love that. They love it.
Yeah, they love it that when you pause.
Oh, I love it when autoplay is on at full volume.
Oh, as loud as you can. When you're trying to just play it discreetly.
New bride who investigators say.
Oh, and it's even better when you hear that. Da-da-da-da-da-da!
All right, let's try to play.
New bride who investigators say was shot in the buttocks by her husband.
Last night, four in your car.
Oh, like Forrest Gump!
See, that's what I've been doing wrong. I haven't been shooting girls in the butt when they refuse sex with
that's
me.
That's what it is.
And
was
you
shot in the buttocks
Gary.
By her husband.
Last night, four in your corner told you about a 77-year-old newlywed husband.
77-year-old
newlywed at 77. Nice. Right. Have you not learned your lesson by that point?
That guy fucks.
Who told police that he fucks. Shot his wife in the butt after she refused to have sex with him. Tonight,
I said boom, boom, in the butt. No. I said boom, boom, in the butt. Also, you want to shoot me in my butt?
And she's already refusing sex?
Get ready to count some time delays.
Yeah, it's kind of her fault.
I'd shoot her, too.
Get ready to count some time delays.
Her old newlywed husband who told police that he shot his wife in the butt after she refused to have sex with him. Tonight, 4 in Your Corner's Lisa Greenberg is live at the Lee County Sheriff's Office with more on what neighbors say they saw and they heard last night. Lisa.
One time delay. Two time delays.
Well, Patrick and Amy, I spoke with this man's wife tonight. She's recovering at home with two gunshot wounds. She describes this whole situation as an absolute nightmare, and she's still trying to come to grips with it.
Through the windows of this home in a quiet Lehigh Acres neighborhood, the Lee County Sheriff's Office says an argument between this man and his wife ended in gunfire.
What's going on? I had seen the ambulance leave the house.
Can you put the baby inside for this interview, please?
And I'd seen the police.
77-year-old Donald Royce admitted.
Hey, I didn't do anything.
Hey,
oh, no,
Donnie.
Baby. Oh, no, baby.
To deputies, I shot her and the gun is in my room. His wife was shot in her rear and her hip. During his interview at the sheriff's office, Royce told deputies he and his wife had been married for 7 months and still hadn't consummated the marriage. The arrest report says he became violently angry due to his requesting sex with his wife and her refusing. The couple's roommate told deputies Royce said to his 62-year-old wife, "You will be sorry." Then,
holy shit.
All he wanted was some puss.
Why did she marry him if she didn't want to
I'm
give it away?
I'm assuming it's got to be for money. I mean,
he didn't look that rich.
Yeah, but that's a good point.
She they heard gunshots.
How old is the bride? Did
they
62.
Do they have a roommate? That's
she's
never
62.
Money.
Holy cow, that's ridiculous. It was a grown adult having a temper tantrum about sex.
His wife.
Oh, good. I know what she thinks now.
Tells me she was with Royce
well, what
for
better
60.
Things
she doesn't bang.
Tantrum,
she doesn't bang her husband ever.
Ever.
Years before they got married and never imagined he would do this to her. Her neighbor April Bailey sympathizes.
Hurt and upset and betrayed. You don't expect it to happen to you, and especially to someone you've been with for a long time.
The main message Royce's wife wants you to take away from her story
yep.
is violence toward a woman is never okay.
That's my message, guys. Okay. That's my message.
Well, what happens if you don't fuck for 7 months?
Well, nice
what,
counterpoint.
What now, Nancy?
Yeah, what measures can you take at that point?
Extreme.
And what kind of gun? He said he shot her in both butt cheeks. What kind of gun was it?
It was probably like a, I don't know.
Maybe 22?
Probably.
Maybe. Is it time for Tech Talk?
Chero body, there's regardless more? Of age or marriage status.
Royce later told deputies he never intended to shoot his wife. He just wanted to scare her.
In the butt.
Just scare her with a couple of
his
butt.
Wife says she is just
why?
Very...
Why is this so...
Why was that?
Thankful to is be it... alive. To...
Sorry, go ahead, Kyle.
I was just going to say, is it? Did he shoot her in the butt because she refused anal? Do you
no,
think that was it?
I don't think it was sex.
Any kind of sex.
Any kind of sex. Mm-hmm. All right, Kyle, and that'll be the, I believe, the lead-in for Tech Talk. So
perfect.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
The back of the boat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what's on the docket today, Kyle?
Ooh, how about some more Elon Musk stuff?
Ooh, your boyfriend.
Yes.
Your
yeah. We talked about Tesla earlier, so why not talk about Tesla again?
Your
yes.
Your boyfriend.
Sure. So.
Yeah. So they shattered a new world record. Any guesses on what that world record is?
Smiles.
Elon Musk shattered the world records of how many times he fucked Johnny Depp's ex-wife.
Oh, that's
is that
a good one?
Is that
probably
close?
A lot of
is
times.
Is that close?
Are they still together?
Amber Heard.
And they're still together.
Yeah, Amber Heard. Yeah. Uh
huh. Okay.
Dude, she's like, this guy's my ticket to Mars. Why would she leave?
Yeah. Yeah, and she's like, man. Oh my god, another Pirates movie or go to Mars? So
yeah,
yeah.
Right. Exactly.
What are you gonna do?
Guy so who has 14,000 different bracelets or Mars.
14,000.
So the record they smashed is the 0-60 record.
All right, Dutch, you know, you have a good point. Johnny Depp does look like he always just left a bunch of bars. You know,
right.
He just
that's
never
true.
Takes them off. Well,
mm-hmm.
Amber Heard is
just
so
collects them.
Hot. Amber Heard is so hot. Sorry, go ahead, Kyle. I apologize.
No, yeah, so they smashed the record for the fastest production car to do 0-60.
How fast?
2.28 seconds.
How? Oh, because it's 100% electric, right?
Yeah, it's the P100D in ludicrous mode. I forget what it was before, but apparently they just upgraded again. They were like the third fastest production car of all time, but apparently they got it down to 2.28.
Now, when you say they upgraded, does that mean it's a software upgrade? So everybody.
No, it's like a hardware upgrade. Like, I think it's something to do with the battery packs. But apparently no production car has ever cracked 2.3 seconds before, and Tesla has.
You think this plays at the Tesla factory? Like 24/7, they're losing their mind. And Elon Musk is like, turn it up!
But yeah, on top of us talking about Tesla cars, apparently he has now changed the name of Tesla from Tesla Motors Inc. to just Tesla. Taking out the motors.
Right.
So I guess like everyone kind of associates them with cars, and he's like, nah, we're more than cars.
Right, and they're also more than great coats, like Burlington Coat Factory.
That's so true. That should be their motto.
I think Burlington Coat Factory has it, though. They trademarked it.
Yeah. How about Uber? You know, we talked about Uber Elevate. What was it, like last week, 2 weeks ago, something like that? Mm-hmm. Apparently, they hired a NASA expert, a former NASA employee, to help out with their Uber Elevate program and create flying cars.
I don't want to go out into space.
You're not going to space. You're just flying cars.
Oh, okay. I'm not ready for that. Apparently,
it's some NASA veteran that Uber has hired to help lead their Uber Elevate program. Yeah, to help develop VTOL vehicles. You know, those vertical takeoff and landing vehicles? Yeah.
Hover cars.
Cool.
Hover cars. Yes.
You're going to fall and people are going to die. You know that, right?
Well, not that parkour guy we just saw.
The parkour guy's going to be fine. He'll just skateboard away from it or something. All right,
I'll put this in chat. How about Portal? You guys all know Portal, right?
I love Portal.
We know Portal?
That was our ending song for years.
Outro song for years.
Yeah, so how about Portal and augmented reality?
Wait, this I am excited for.
What?
What am I watching, Kyle?
Yeah.
Oh
this
my!
Is just a this is just like a user-made tech demo too in HoloLens.
Okay, he's shooting.
Oh, so they have the glasses.
Yeah, check it out.
He's shooting portals shooting portals in his house. Look at this shit. This is awesome, dude. This is badass.
It's so cool. It's so cool.
Dude, that is so cool. Dude. So he has the glasses on, he has a portal gun, and he's shooting the companion cube through different portal things in real life. Like, you know, it looks like...
Dude.
So that's done in HoloLens. Apparently some dude was just like, hey, let's try to make this. So it's not like official. It's not like an official game or anything. But that's just one dude. Just one guy made that.
That's pretty fucking neat. I like that.
Dude, right?
Like, I like it a lot.
That looks so exciting.
I just want to open up portals in my reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't even care if it becomes a full game. Like, I just want that. I just want to walk around and then just, like, make portals and then just throw things through there.
And really just solidify no one ever talking to another human being one-on-one anymore.
What is this Hulu VR? Exactly. What is this Hulu VR?
Well, hey, how about let's actually take that and make VR and augmented reality more social using Hulu's new app.
Okay, well, people...
Yeah, here you go, play this
first
shit.
First off, people still use Hulu.
Introducing Hulu VR. Watch 360 degrees of streaming video, along with everything else Hulu has to offer, in a new immersive experience. On Hulu, you can explore over 3,000 TV shows, 9,000 hours of movies, critically acclaimed original series, and more. Choose your own private movie theater where you make the popcorn and you clean it up. With Hulu VR, you can watch on your own private island without getting sand in your shoes. Or get the full 360 experience with VR clips and shows. It's all here in the Hulu VR app.
Until you watch a Somali Pirates video and then you're tormented for life.
Good point. Very,
very good point. Yeah, so with that, I was reading a little bit into that, and apparently, like, other people who have the Hulu VR app, like, you guys can join the same room. and then play a video, and it just plays for everyone, kind of like syncs it up. So like we could be in the same room virtually watching the same shows and like kind of chat, just kind of like we were sitting on the same couch.
The WALL-E future's coming, guys.
It sure is.
We're not going to need to walk anymore.
Nope. Get your legs ready for being really fat.
Yup.
I'm excited.
It's going to be awesome.
All right.
And more along the lines of augmented reality and virtual reality is Six Flags and Samsung making a mixed reality roller coaster.
Now, what is that?
Is the Six Flags guy still alive?
Now, that's that's like a separate but equal thing where they let all the races now get on roller coasters.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah, this is apparently it's using the Gear VR that syncs up with the way the roller coaster moves to prevent like motion sickness and everything. Is like some kind of galaxy like space attack. Space battle, like mixed reality thing on roller coaster.
Getting motion sickness is half the fun.
Yeah, you know. The link I just posted, there's a video in there if you want to check it out that shows what it looks like.
Do you guys remember the virtual roller coasters that you used to make in like Disney Quest or anything like that where you build your own track and you just go into a virtual simulator and it simulates you riding the roller coaster you just
made? I remember
made?
Like Roller Coaster Tycoon and all that.
Oh, well, in Disney Quest in Downtown Disney, there was a thing. It was sponsored with, like, the Bill Nye the Science Guy. Is like, he helps you.
That sounds
like,
awesome.
You virtually build the roller coaster track that you want, and then you go into a room mm-hmm. where it spins you around, and you have a movie screen in front. It's kind of like they took that concept further.
You put this
and
thing
put the
on
virtual
your
reality on your eyes, and you actually ride a real roller coaster.
But the movements of what you're seeing match with how the roller coaster is
moving.
Yeah,
so the movements of it are synced with the roller coaster. That way, like when you're going down, like that's the same way the VR is moving. That way, people who are concerned about like motion sickness and everything, apparently they've resolved that part. But yeah, I think that looks pretty cool.
How long do you think
this
is
going to
be out before so many headsets keep falling off of people's faces and they're breaking them?
Dude, that's what I was thinking too.
Dude, those headsets are like $40 a piece. It's all good.
Well, I'm happy. I'm finding the Disney Quest internal footage of the virtual roller coaster. I don't even know if Disney Quest is even still open at this point. They've been threatening to close it for years.
Is it? Was that picture you just posted?
Yeah. So like these two, you use a computer and you build your track and then you go in this circular tube and it spins you upside down, right side left to simulate the track that you just went on and you're watching a screen in front of it. They had this shit technology in Disney like 12 years ago.
Right.
But now they just took it one step further, so you wear the headset over your eyes, and you ride a roller coaster, so it's not a virtual simulation, it's a real roller coaster, but the virtualness is watching you be in a different place than where you actually are.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems kind of like an evolution of some other rides that, like in Universal, they have that, like, do they still have that Spider-Man ride?
Yes, they still do.
I have a mission, by the way, for everybody. Anyone that lives here, and people that even don't live here know this, but... we have here in our Disney World, it's bigger than Disneyland in California because basically there was nothing here when they built it. So we have Epcot, which I believe back in the day when it was built, it was stood for Experimental Prototype
City of Tomorrow.
And it's all supposed to be all this future stuff. Anyway, around there, they built all these different lands. Like, you know, there's France and, you know, I think I talked about it yesterday, but just to reiterate for people who weren't listening, you know, there's a land that has, there's like France, there's Germany.
I come from a land down under.
Japan, China, Canada, and you go around and then what happens here for the locals, and some tourists now have picked up on it too, and they even sell shirts for it. It's called Drinking Around the World.
Yes.
And
I tried to do that for my bachelorette party.
And the goal is to go to every country and get one drink.
Yeah.
Whatever their drink is, you drink it. And you keep going around. Now, I wanted to upgrade that. I wanted to do for pros, for people that could go around the world. There's a ride in Epcot.
Which one?
Called Mission to Mars.
Oh.
Oh, dude, I love that one.
Now, let me explain what it is. Mission to Mars is exactly what the NASA pilots use to train to go to outer space. You sit in it, and it's a centrifuge, and it spins you, like, really, really fast.
By the way, that's NASA. Royce pronounces it like the island.
Because I guess you're right.
They have two different levels of that, right? Like, the tame and then, like, yeah, the extreme
right
version.
So yes. I'm talking about the extreme one. So it's basically what astronauts train in. So it flies, and Gary Sinise is there because apparently he was in the Apollo 13 movie, so he tells you what to do. So I'm thinking is if you could go around the world and drinking, okay, that's awesome, you're awesome. But now if you really want to impress me, drink around the world and ride Mission to Mars. If you could get off of that without
After finishing,
will you get off of that without puking? Ew. You're a fucking all-star.
Why would you do that to yourself?
You know what? Everyone's always up for a challenge. That's my challenge to people. Go to Epcot, drink around the world, ride Mission to Mars. The real one, not the tame one.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. But I came up with my own idea of a drink around the world because Epcot only has like 12 or so countries. And the really reason that I've never successfully drank around the world was because it's too expensive for me to afford it by the end.
For whatever reason, Iraq isn't one of them.
Well, it's because the tourism industry of that country actually pays to have a spot in Epcot.
They were going to have an Iraq one, but then like the cutting off of the clit ride was not good.
It wasn't good.
No.
But
women weren't allowed to be in the car.
So there's only like 11 or 12 countries that are in the World Showcase in Epcot for you to have. So like you're basically doing 11 or 12 drinks, right? That's not that much. My idea is to drink around the hotels in Disney World bus transportation system.
How many hotels are in Disney?
There's over 18 the last time I counted, but they keep building more. And I don't know if you count the sister hotels, but they offer a magical experience of the bus drivers drive you all over the place. So if you could figure out a bus route that took you from all the different hotels, and then you got one drink from one of the restaurants inside each hotel.
Yeah,
in
Disney,
one day.
Disney,
to complete it
Disney
in one day.
Disney does make it really easy to get hammered and not drive. I will give them that. If you stay at any of the resorts, they have buses or ferries or fucking a million ways to get around to different places.
At least four of them you can ride the monorail to get around.
Right.
But using the bus transportation to get to all of them.
Yeah, the last time I got extremely drunk off of tequila was at Epcot.
Here's another challenge.
That's a good place to get drunk
at. Here's another challenge. Mm-hmm. Get really drunk at Animal Kingdom, hop off, and yell at the rhinos.
Oh, no. They don't need to be yelled at.
Right in fucking bitch rhino faces.
I guess so.
What? It's a challenge, Dutch. Challenges are supposed to be hard.
I have a challenge for you. Do you guys know what Epcot stands for? I just found this out.
Experimental Prototype City of Tomorrow. Where's the beef?
Are you serious?
I was away for a while.
Okay. Because you wear, you
I don't
totally wear.
You see me in the camera, but I wasn't here.
Where
I
really have been gone is for the last 5 minutes. The beef.
By the way, it's Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Oh, well, all right then.
And Mel says in the chat, she loves my idea of drink around the hotels, but the buses only go from the resort to the theme park. Yes, I know that. So you go back to the theme park, then go to the next hotel, and back and forth and back and forth. Uh-huh.
That sounds like a great idea.
I'm giving you. It's not like you have to do it in an hour.
The problem is
you
the
have
money,
a full day.
The problem
one day.
Is the money you spend. Like it's so expensive.
That's what I'm saying. It's like $10 at least for every drink
every
because
time,
you can't find like even unless you get a bottle of beer. But that's fucking boring. Who wants to drink a Budweiser at every restaurant? Like you want to get the fancy.
That's basically
you want to get
water.
The one that's in a pineapple or the one that's in a coconut.
No, yeah, drinking.
Yeah, you need
around
to get
the
one
world.
That's like thematic.
Yeah,
to
drinking
that
around
area.
The world doesn't count if you're fucking drinking beer. It has to be like a hard drink at every place. It's not like
I drink around the world using beer. Like beer that's specific to each.
Oh, that's pussy
region.
Shit. That's
right.
Pussy
well,
shit.
I mean, if you go to Germany and then you get an Oktoberfest and then you go to Japan and you get an Ichiban, okay, fine.
Yeah, but if you go to Germany, then you have to march with them and all that stuff.
They don't make you march.
No, they do. They're kids, remember? We talked about this.
Okay, they make the children march, but they're cute.
That doesn't make it better.
It makes it fine. The kids
Germany,
don't know.
No, this is for real. Germany has this buffet that they, where their restaurant is, and the food is really good. But while you're eating there, they do like they have a polka band playing, and at one moment they have the kids all marching, and there's something about a German all polka band and kids marching that made it seem very Hitler youthy. And I'm like, I could see why people went behind this Hitler guy because they didn't know about the Jew thing, but it just seemed a lot of fun to march, you know?
Well, they were dancing.
I Guess.
That's all.
Yes. I don't know. Felt awkward to me.
Yeah. Some more tech talk.
Yeah, sorry. Anything else?
This isn't necessarily tech talk, but I thought it was pretty cool. I just put it in the more like radio chat. Someone did created like these 3D layouts, like floor plans of famous TV shows.
So you can go in, okay, if you click on it,
you can go in and see the layout of like The Office or Silicon Valley or Parks and Rec.
What it would look like, not what it looked like on the film set.
Yeah, no, like what it would look like for real.
If you put like all the created, scenes
like,
together.
It's really cool. Like The Office one is
kind
super
of,
awesome.
I kind of like that, yeah.
That's pretty neat.
That is kind of cool.
Parks and
so
Rec.
You can go through and see like Michael's office and the conference room and like how everything relates to it. I think there's there's the Parks and Rec office.
I actually recognize most of Dunder Mifflin from The Office. Sorry, I blanked for a second.
Let's see. I recognize Mad Men. That one's good.
Silicon Valley.
I think Ehrlich's house in Silicon Valley is there. Yeah, here it is.
What?
They even got the Aviato SUV outside.
Aviato.
When does Aviato come back, Silicon Valley?
I think it's coming in April, I believe, last I saw.
Who has the time?
For season 3? Or season 4?
Who has the time to do this type of shit?
People who are probably either in college or working on their portfolio and or they're bored.
Okay, well, the portfolio one kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I
like
that.
It.
Well, it's definitely fun.
I got another story here that's not tech-related, but I think we'll do it before we finish the show. Somebody caught on video, security video, of these burglars trying to break into a convenience store. Problem is, it had hurricane-resistant glass.
Oh, no. What happened?
And if you know anything about hurricane-resistant glass...
It doesn't shatter.
It doesn't shatter. So, there's a video. I'm going to pull it up here once it loads.
Oh, no.
The video is obviously the point. Come on. Oh, my God. Why don't they use YouTube? Why is it so difficult?
They just can't. They just can't. They can't help themselves. They have to use their own proprietary software to piss you off.
Look,
now it's not even giving you the option to play. I think that's just a static image, babe. Maybe it's below.
No.
Is it blocked?
No, it's not blocked. I watched the fucking video earlier. I was laughing at it.
That sounds like a lie.
Whatever. I fucking tried. God damn it.
Why don't you try refreshing the page?
I am
How about clearing your cookies?
I swear to God, Marie. And I tried, almost answered her for real.
Have you tried restarting your computer?
Shut up. I'll fire.
Listen, I used to be an IT
burglary, all caught on camera.
See, I told you if you just refresh.
Kyle, you want to get fired twice in one day?
How about this
Listen,
one?
Listen, I got
How about
fired
this
on Friday. See, that ship has sailed.
All right, let's
Folks, a bumbled burglary all caught on camera. Two suspects attempting to break into a gas station, but something unexpectedly stops them. CBS 12's Jana Eschbach is live in southern Port St. Lucie, where the manager says he is grateful those crooks didn't get inside. Jana?
Right, exactly. This is right off of Becker Road and the Turnpike here, the mobile gas station. Take a look at the damage that they tried to do.
This reporter looks like she just dropped her kids off at soccer practice.
Here, and the damage you can see is very clear. Not only did the glass not shatter, the thieves actually got bounced off the glass and fell backwards.
Here's the video.
After hours, we see the two burglars, black and blue here, up to no good. Hammer in hand.
It was nerve-wracking. I mean, I see two individuals.
Individuals.
Decent-sized guys with hoodies and masks and with a hammer. But my first thought was, thank goodness my cashiers weren't here.
The Veranda Falls Mobile manager, Art Giordano, says they paid more for the reinforced impact glass doors, but it's paying his business back.
You'll save money in the long run because they didn't get in the store.
That's right. We counted no less than 23 hits with a hammer, 5 body slams, and 4 ninja kicks to the glass.
Ninja kicks?
4 ninja kicks.
I don't think they were trying to ninja kick. I think they were just trying to kick.
And it holds tight.
I was watching the surveillance, and I'll tell you what, these guys put a lot of weight and muscle in these doors, and they could not go through.
He gives up on the hammer and figures, well, you know, I got more weight than this thing, and so he starts slamming into it, body checking the window.
Yeah.
And you know, they left here in shame.
Port St. Lucie police are still trying to find out the identity.
They'll never find them, by the way. They had masks.
Oh, I already know the identities. The identities are the two cashiers that work there. This is all an advertisement for hurricane shatterproof glass over at Herb's Glass Emporium down the road.
I like that.
Sales have been down, and so they did this fake news thing to try to get people.
Herb got us again.
I mean, because right now we're in a down season of hurricanes. There's no hurricanes in off hurricane season, and he needs to sell more glass, you know? So what does he do? He makes a fake robbery. He shows, look how strong my hurricane proof glass is. It also prevents robbers. Don't you want to feel safe? Come to Herb's Glass Emporium.
Of the black and blue burglars, since their next target may not be so hurricane ready. Art says even he can't believe the window's strength.
It's unbelievable. They had a hammer. They're here for a good 4 or 5 minutes, just banging the door.
This feels like an advertisement.
That was Jenna Eschbach.
Okay, well, that's
I just feel like after that first couple of tries, you just give up.
You know,
See, it's attitude like that, you non-go-getter.
I guess.
That's a good point.
Maybe that's why I got fired.
First you don't succeed, just give up. Come on.
maybe we should go steal some diapers at Walmart and see what happens.
I believe the saying is, if at first you don't succeed, put down the hammer and put your whole body into it.
By the way, can I say how happy I am that there's 5 minutes left and we went through a whole show without talking about politics or Trump or any of that shit? Can I say how happy I am and proud of everybody on this show? Because it's really easy with everything going on. Every day it's just something new.
Do you want to thank the Academy?
Yes. This would be the Academy Awards. It would have to be Trump's trying to kill children and I'm really brave.
You know, by the sheer act of you bringing up that we didn't talk about Trump.
All right, you're off stage now.
And I want to thank...
You actually ended up talking about Trump during the show by bringing up that we didn't talk about Trump.
Wow, way to go, Royce. Way to go.
The last 5 minutes don't count.
You should have thanked us off air after we were done recording.
Nope, I want to thank
because
you.
Then it would have been true. Now you're a bold-faced liar.
Do you want me to read the top six articles for This Week in Science?
Please do.
That would be great.
I'm not really going to talk about them, but I'll read them.
Yes.
All right, number one. Scientists create artificial organisms that can convince natural cells that they are alive.
What?
Now you have to explain because I didn't understand that. Mm. It's not like The Onion or clickbait. Like, I want to read more about.
Yeah, no, this is all legit shit.
That's a title that's enticing me to finish the rest of the story.
Here. How about I'll link this, and anyone that wants to look more into it, they can.
Oh, you're just.
I don't have enough time, man. We don't have enough time. All right, number two, Ireland passes legislation aimed at making it the first country to completely cut fossil fuels.
Nice.
Well, what kind of fuels are they using then, if not fossil? Please say farts.
Fart fuels.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Good guess, Marie.
Number three, researchers genetically engineer cows to make them resistant to bovine tuberculosis. Yeah.
But they're highly susceptible.
You guys see it? They have those cows that are lactose-free cows in Australia.
Wait, really?
How?
Yeah, it's like it's omega 2. It's the same shit milk. It just has that one enzyme missing.
So
and they're
awesome.
Breeding them in Australia
instead of skim milk.
Up.
We're just now breeding the cows to remove it for us.
Exactly.
Yeah. Number
can you
four.
Imagine that? Like, dude, then I can actually have an ice cream again if it's made.
Yeah,
with
you know what?
Super cows. Cool. Right, I got.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Give me a cow that makes chocolate milk, and we'll talk. Go ahead, Kyle.
Strawberry milk.
Number four. Ew. In a world first, a woman is kept alive for 6 days without lungs thanks to a novel procedure.
How?
Did they take her lungs away,
he's gonna link it?
Yeah, I don't know. The link is in chat. So if you're interested, just click on it, man. Number five, new research suggests that the universe may have been a hologram after the Big Bang.
God damn!
I actually did watch a video on that, and it boggled my mind. I can't explain it.
I read it. It's kind of a stoner thing, but I read it.
I mean, not really a stoner thing, considering it came from like an Oxford professor. But yeah,
they don't smoke weed.
I want to know more about all of these things.
Next.
And number six, actually, I already talked about this last week. It was Boston Dynamics, like, bipedal robot on wheels.
Oh, yeah, we saw that. Marie,
yeah,
wait, what was more about the whole the universe is just...
Look it up, man.
No,
link.
You only gave me one link. In the chat.
No, that is the
all
link.
The stories are right there.
Oh.
I'm just reading it off from that.
Oh. Well, futurism.com seems like a pretty cool site then.
It's an amazing site. I recommend it to everybody.
Marie, you want to read the stories that we didn't get to, that you didn't get to?
There was only
two. Well, let's do it when we get out of here. Tomorrow, Cousin Joe show, so make sure you tune in for that.
Which ones did you not get to? I already closed them.
Don't worry about it.
Don't
worry about it. All right, guys, we're out of here. Thank you for listening.
See you next week.
Cousin Joe.
Hi, guys.
See you at Dutch and Royce Tuesday.
My Pasadena name.